Miyarmina, do we say the afen kedoshim, that even the flower that's on top of the kli, that comes to the point on top of the kli, that also has kedusha? Or duma, maybe no. Kivun lenichnas l'techa kli. Since this flower never got inside the kli, lenichkatshum, it never got a kedusha. If you say that the flower becomes kodesh if it goes inside the kli shoris, so it has to be inside the kli. But that comes piling up on top, maybe that's not kodesh. It's mishleimer by liquid. Any of the water that you spill into the kli, the new water or yain always falls to the bottom of the kli. What flows over? The bottom yain that was already in the kli flows over. So by liquid, for sure, everything is kodesh. The question is, though, by solid, by flour, when you start to fill up the kli, the part that's on top of the kli, that never went inside the kli. So the shal, is that kodesh or not? So Mar brings a rai, no, it's not kodesh. Kidu tanina, we learned like this. Come on. Hanesochim shekitshu b'kli. If you have your nesochim, you have your flour or your yayin that you put inside a kli shoris, that has kedusha now. V'nimtza zavach posel, and came out that the korban is posel. The loch is like this. Im yesh shom zavach achem. If there's another korban there, yikrivu imoy. You could use these nesochim for that korban. V'im lav, but if there's no other korban involved, and you already put your flour or your yayin into the kli, so it became kodesh, the halacha is, lonum yufsulu belina. You have to let it stay overnight, become a psulina, because you can't use it. Because since it has a kedusha saguf on it, you can't use it. So why do we see, v'yimlav, the carbonator says, mishakitshu bekli yufsulu belina. Once the nesachim went inside the kli shoris, it became kodesh, and if you can't use it now, you have to let it become possible, the psulina. In Shamina Miyos, we learn from here, the yimlonyiskatshu bekli. If the nesachim never went inside the kli itself, ainu makudish, it's not kodesh. Him came who adim b'ritzutza yavish ainin kodeshim. The same halach would apply here also. When you have your kli, the kli sharet that you fill up with flour, and the flour gets piled up on top of the kli, that comes up higher than the kli, this top portion of the flour that never went inside the kli is true, it's not kodesh. It never had kedusha from the kli sharet. Bechlal, there's not a din to give it to the hegdish, it's not kodesh. So the Mishnah. Moiser hakteris. What did they do with the leftover keteris at the end of the year? They had some leftover keteris. What did they do? What did they do with it? And the answer is keteris is a valuable thing. Now the locher is every year you had to have like keteris bought from this year's money. So it came at the end of the year. They can't use it anymore. So what they wanted to do was they wanted to make this keteris come chulin, be poyder it, let it become chulin. And then with the new money from the Trumas HaLishcha, they'll go and buy it back again to make it Kaddish for this coming year. So they wanted the leftover Kteris, how do you get it to become Chulin, and then become Kaddish again. So they did like this. Ma'afrishin mimeno schar umnin. From the Kteris used to set aside money to pay the workmen. O mechalon oisoy aschar moyes umnin. And there would be mechalo to make the Kteris. That should become Chulin instead of the money. And now that the keteris became chulin, they would give it to the workmen, bischaron for their pay, and then they would go and buy back again this keteris from the workmen with the money from the new truma chadasha, from this year's new truma salishcha, from the new machsa shekel, and therefore they could use the keteris for this coming year. So what they did was, last year's keteris, that'll like be poyder it on money, let it become chulin, give it to the workmen, and then they would buy it back again from the workmen with the new money of this new coming year's of machsa shekel. And therefore, be kodesh again, they could use it for this coming year. Now they had to buy it back in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So if they had enough money, the machsa shekel came in already, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they could use the new machsa shekel, good, they did that. The Yimlav, let's say the new money didn't reach the base of Mikdash yet, Mina Yishonah, Trisan, Mashmah for the Keteris, but the Evid, you're allowed to buy it back from last year's money. But the Evid is good. Even though Metchila, you're supposed to only buy it from the new year's money, but if you didn't have any new money yet, the money didn't reach the base of Mikdash yet, you're allowed to buy it from last year's money. That's where the Karbonate at least learns Chad. If the Klai Yisrael already gave the Machsa Shekel, it reached the base of Middash before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Shuzman Truma Chadosha, Loichin Moisra Kteris Betruma Chadosha. They would buy this Kteris with the new money. Mashenkin Vim Lav, Shlahiviu Shkolim Chadoshim Adayin, if they didn't get the new Shkolim yet to the Beit HaMikdash, it looked to nice and true Mahishana. They were allowed to buy it back, Lishem, this coming year, from last year's money. That was Mutan. So the Gemara, Fulanimtsu Hegdish Mischal al Hegdish, like the Havamina is, you take money from the Trumas Alishcha, and that's the money you want to pay the workmen, and now you take the Keteris and say the Kedusha of the Keteris should go upon this money, which is also Hegdish money. It's also the Trumas Alishcha. So how will you pay the, how do you get the Kedusha off the Keteris onto the money if they're both Hegdish? For the Gemara, Fulanimtsu Hegdish Mischal al Hegdish, his mashma, just take the money that you would have paid the workmen. Now we paid the workmen from the Trumas Halishcha. So Bezoi, that money is Kaddish right now. So how could you make the Kedusha of the Keteris go off onto this money? You can't be paid onto Hegdish. You have to be paid onto Chulin. So the Gemara like this, Kate to the Waisa, what do we do? Omer Rabbi Shimon Bar Bisna, Mevi Moyes, Yitaka, bring the money from the Trumas Halishcha. Take out that money. O Mechal and Alabinyan, and be paid that money. Like the binyan means whatever the workmen are building, the building is always chulin. So now take this money that's hegdish and say, this money should be put upon the building. Whatever they're making for you, the wood or the kalim. So the wood becomes kodesh and the money becomes chulin. Now that you have chulin dika money, now you take the keteris and say, you want the kedusha of the keteris to go upon the money. So the money remains kodesh and the keteris is chulin. So you give now the keteris for payment to the workmen. And once the workmen have the keteris, now we go and take the new money from the Trumas Halishcha, and we buy it back again from the Yumnin, so we can use this keteris again for the coming year. Or maybe keteris, or mechal naleim, as once the money became chulin, now we take the keteris, and be mechal the keteris upon this money, v'noisnin oisam lumnin, and we let the workmen get paid with the keteris, v'schor and their pay, they're supposed to get for their work, we pay them with this, with the keteris, and then we buy it back with the new money. For the Gemara now, but what do we do with this money now? Hey, it's the original money we took from the Trumas Halishcha, and we were poider it onto a binyan. So that money became chulin. Then we took the keteris, and we were mechal the keteris onto the money. So now the money has kedusha on it. So what do we do with this money now? What do we do with this money that has kedusha on it? Hey, it's the keteris itself we use to pay the workmen, and then we buy it back from the workmen with the new Trumas Halishcha. But what do we do with that money now that we were paid the keteris onto that money, that money has kedusha? What do we do with that money? Rabbi says, I say, yinosnu lebeis gormoy. We put it into this place, give it to these people, beis gormoy, or lebeis aftinus, shoye bekiyam bepitam akteris. They were bekiyam, they were the people that used to know how to make the pitam akteris, to make the keteris. We used to pay them for their schar. That's what we used to do with the money. Like you said, the Korban Edom. She mekablin schar and mitrumas alishcha. Anyway, they're supposed to get paid from the trumas alishcha because they're working to make the keteris. So this is the money now we give to them. Over ma'is lechem aponim. They were also big bekiyim. They knew how to make the lechem aponim. So they used to get paid from the trumas alishcha because trumas alishcha was used for a korban tzibur or for anything that was needed for the korban tzibur. So this is also needed. Keteris and lechem aponim is called the carbon tzibur, so the people that used to work to make it also deserve to get paid from the Trumas Halishcha. So this money now that they were mechalo the keteris onto it went to pay these people. For Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, v'hein sheyiyu chayovin lehen moyes mishor rishayna. That though we say you could pay these people, the people that worked to make the keteris, the pitam keteris, the lechem aponim, were allowed to pay them from this year's Trumas Halishcha, it means that they had a chiv, was supposed to pay them from the beginning of the year. But it was this year's chayv, this year's obligation to pay them. And he says, V'hu she'yir chayov lehem lebeis gorma moyes mishana shavra, that you have to pay them from last year's money. Di mishana bog, as if you want to pay them for this coming year, av schorin bo mitruma chadosha. Like a monoshach. When did they do work? They were paying them now from last year's money. So it had to be something they did last year that they're supposed to get paid from last year's money. Therefore, you're allowed to use last year's money to pay them. But let's say they started to work now after Chodesh Nisan. So anything they started to work now, just like the Korbanos have to come now from the new money, who are then you have to pay the workmen from the new money. So you can't use last year's money to pay them because you have to pay them from this year's money. So that we say last year's money we could use to pay them is only if they worked last year and we owe them from last year. Last year's paycheck we could pay them. But for this coming's paycheck, we can't pay them for last year's money. You have to pay them from the new year's Machzah Shekel.
Ну, есть Шумас Алишха.
Тмор Рабхия Барбо Бой. Рабхия Барбо asked the question. Лохойо Хайовым Ле Моис Мишона Мишор Ришойна. What's going to be in the case that no, all the workmen were paid up already last year. There's nobody that has a chayv, nobody has any bills coming to Hegdish to pay us up. It's all last year bills was paid up already. So now what does Hegdish do with this leftover money now? They have this money that they were paid the Keteris on, so it became Kaddish, but it was last year's money, and they have no more bills to pay up with it. Like you were saying, this money you have to give to these workmen that made the Pitam Keteris, but that's only from last year's work. But if they're already paid up, what do you do now with the money? We're back stuck. What do we do with the money? Is Osi Rabbi, that was a Shaila. Is Osi Rabbi Bo, B'Shem Rabbi Chia, B'Shem Rabbi Yosi, that he says, Mekaitza Ben Es Mizbeach. That's always the klal. You start to do what the money, use it to buy karbonas for the Mizbeach, to buy a karbon oila, whenever the Mizbeach is still, there's no karbonas being brought there, it's empty, you buy a karbon oila and bring it for a nedava. That's what they did with this leftover money. Mekaitza Ben Es Mizbeach. That's what he answered. So the Mara Rabbi Bo Bar Koyen Boyi Kumi Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Bo Bar Koyen asked a question in front of Rabbi Yosi. Mechalfa Shitosin. Like I have a question on the Rabbi Chiya Baraba Bar Bo. I have a question on Rabbi Chiya Bar Bo. Tamon Tzrichlo Vekam Pshitulo. He's first he asked the question and then he gave a teretz himself. Like Mashmali is two man yomer the same man yomer him. Like first he declared a shayla and then he gave a teretz. Like, what's going on here? If he asked the question, how come you yourself gave the teretz here? So Karbneda learns. First you ask the question, if you have no bills to pay, what do we do with this leftover money? Now it's pushed to you, you know the answer. They're both the same person. Well, they knew one another at least. They're a Talmud to Rav. So how come first you ask the question, now you gave the teretz yourself? The teretz is, he says, the question was, can you use this leftover money to buy a kli shoris? That was his question. Now to say the teretz that you can use it for ketzel mizbeach, that was always pshita to him. Like that, he never had a doubt. For sure, you could use the leftover money for the ketzel mizbeach. That's a general klal. All leftover money could be used for ketzel mizbeach. To use it to buy the korban mandava when the mizbeach is empty, use it for that. But his question was, could I also use it for kli shoris? And he answered back was mashma that I'm not sure about a kli shoris, but I call upon this much for sure. I'm sure that you can use it for ketzel mizbeach. So it wasn't like he asked the question and he himself gave a teretz. It's a good question still. He's only answering that this much I know for sure. So that for ketzel mizbeach for sure it's good. So the mishani had tzrichelo hodik gmi boyele he main boyele kli shoris yekashir alishka. That was a shaila. The heavy look of meister truma alishka. I will ketzam mizbeach vaday boyin, but that I knew for sure it could be brought for ketzam mizbeach. The af moisa truma lishcha leketzam mizbeach boim. Even the money left over from the truma salishcha also goes to the ketzam mizbeach. The more the ispalgun pitma, because it's a shaila like this, a machlekes like this. Pitma bechulin. Let's say they made the pitma makteris with chulin. His partner says the pligi Rabbi Yosi b'vchinav Rabbi Yosi b'shub and Levi. Pitma means lekteris b'kli choil. They made the pitam akteris and a kli choil. They didn't use a kli shoris. They stam did in a kli choil. What's the halacha? Rabbi Yosi be Rabbi Chanina Omar psula. The pitam akteris is possible. A deal that has to be made in a kli shoris. We'll soon see why. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar ksheira. No, it's kosher. That the pitam akteris could be done in a kli choil. Some of us learn that's really the shaila before. If you tell me now the pitam akteris has to be done in a kli shoris, has to be done only in a kli shoris, then the leftover money from the akteris could also be used to be a kli shoris. As if the akteris needed a kli shoris, it's good why the leftover money of the akteris could be used for kli shoris. But if you tell me now that pitam akteris does not need a kli shoris, it could be done b'chulin, that was a suffolk leg. Then the leftover money from the akteris cannot go for kli shoris, but rather only the ketzam mizbeach. So that the Jew had a suffolk before. If there's leftover money from the pitam akteris, what can you do with it? Can you use it for kli shoris or only for ketzam mizbeach? The chur is telling the shayla here. If the akteris needs a kli shoris, it could be used for kli shoris. But if the keteris does not need a kli sharis, you can make the keteris even a kli chulin that does not have anything to do with a kli sharis. The leftover money cannot be used to buy a kli sharis. Now, what's this machlokes? From my time with Rabbi Yosi ben Rabbi Chanina, why does he say it's possible if you make the keteris and a kli chul? While kodeshi, the pasuk says kodeshi, shetei aviyosin v'kodesh. It has to be done by kedusha. It has to be done in the kli sharis. So it's not in the pasuk. The keteris has to be done in the kli sharis. Heis kodeshi, kodesh tiyulechem. Shetei aviyosin v'kodesh. Shekol maaseh lo yen elu v'kodesh. Everything done has to be done in the hegdish or in the kli sharis. My time the Yeshua ben Levi that he says what is kodesh. Yeah. How come he says it's kosher? Because he says kodeshi means shetei bo mitruma talishcha. That's all. It just means the money you use to buy the keteris has to come from Hegdish, has to come the Truma Salishcha. But after you buy it from the money of the Truma Salishcha, how do you make the keteris? It could be made in the Kli Choyl. It's only, it has to be bought from money that comes from Truma Salishcha. Omer Reb Yosi Bei Rabbi Bun. Ask the Reb Yosi Reb Chanina, that Reb Chanina says that it has to, the keteris has to be made in the Kli Sharis, goes according to Shmuel. Udu Reb Yeshua Ben Levi, that says no, the keteris could be made even a kli chayil. It's also kosher. To Reb Yechonin, he goes according to Reb Yechonin Shita. The Tanina we learned like this:
Hamakdish nechosef. If somebody made all his property hegdish, for hoyu behen dvorim, and he had in his property things ruyin lekarbonis sibur, like he had, let's say, animals, he had things that are roy to be for korban sibur. Is Reb Yechonin on Reb Yechonin says, what does that mean that he had things roy to be for korban sibur keteris? That if the person had his own property keteris, you're allowed to use this keteris for the korban sibur. So this is a rai. Rabbi Yechonin holds the keteris does not have to be made in the kli sharis, because here we're talking about a private person, and we see we're allowed to use this keteris. It's a rai, even though it was made in the kli chayil, still it's kosher. So the guru tzakasha on Rabbi Yosi bei Rabbi Chanina. So Gemara says, Om Rabbi Shio tifta b'umin mishel beis avtinus shoyenoito b'schoroi keteris. I'll give you an answer that this Mishnah is going according that the keteris was this is the keteris that was given to these people for their pay, for the work they did. So really this keteris originally came from the Beis HaMikdash. So the keteris originally was made in the Kli Kodesh. Even though, like our Mishnah said, the leftover keteris, we are paid to make it into Chulin, and then we give it to these workmen for their schar. And now when the workmen want to be Magdashit, we could again use their keteris. So even though the keteris in between became chulin, but since originally when it was made in the Kli Kodesh, that's why it's kosher, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina. Yeah, and now the Gemara says, Udu Rabbi Yosi bei Rabbi Chanina, it's according to Rabbi Yosi bei Rabbi Chanina, that he holds it has to be made the keteris only in the Kli Kodesh, is Kishmul. He goes according to Shmuel Shita. The Omer Rafuna, that Rafuna said, B'shem Shmuel, in the name of Shmuel, that Machteshes also oisa kechli sharis lakodesh, that the Machteshes, that's the grinder that they used to use to make the keteris in, that also had aloch, had a din like a kli kodesh, like a kli sharis. So you see, anything to be made with the keteris had to be done only in a kli sharis, because he holds like this sheet that has to be done in a kli kodesh. That's trying to post that keteris has to be from kodesh.
To grind up the keteris also had to be made from a kli sharis. So you see clearly, anything that's used to make the keteris has to be done in a kli sharis. So that goes according to Shmuel Shita here, that the keteris has to be done in a kli sharis, and not only the last, the final product of it, but even the grinding, even the machtesh of the grinder, also has to be from a kli sharis. Omer Rabbi Yosi bei Rabbi Bun. Omer Rabbi Huna kumi Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Huna said in front of Rabbi Yosi, Dover shekodesh bekli sharis. Something that will have kedusha and a kli sharis nifta, could it be poydirit? Like a takasha, if the keteris had to be made in a kli sharis, so anything that went into a kli sharis gets a kedusha zaguf on it. Now usually the klal is something that has a kedusha zaguf on it, you can't be poydirit. Like a carbon, close amount of carbon is a tam has kedusha zaguf on it, you can't be poydirit. You have to first wait till it becomes a bal mum, till the kedusha zaguf goes off it. But here the keteris, if you're telling me metchila was made in a kli sharis, so the keteris has a kedusha zaguf on it. So how does the Mishnah say, with the leftover keteris, you know what we do with it? We poider it on a binyan, and we make the keteris become chulin. How could you make the keteris chulin? if the Keteris was put into Kli Sharis, it got a Kedush Saguf on it, a Kedush Saguf, it can't take off it. It can't be part of it. So it should be a Raya that you don't have to make in a Kli Sharis. Amalei answered back, that's not Kasha. For Loi de Shmuel he. We said anyway, it goes according to Shmuel Shita. And Shmuel says like this, that there's a Svar from Leiv Bezdin Masna Leim. Bezdin makes it Tanai Metchila. It's only Kaddish if we need it. But what we don't need, the leftover Keteris, never had Kedusha. But is that we put something in the Kli Sharis, and the Kli Sharis is Mekadosh it, it's only Mekadosh it with a Tanai if we're going to need it, if we're going to use it. But if it's left over, we don't need it, it's a Metchilas that it wasn't Chal the Kedusha on it. That's Shmuel Shita. The Shmuel Lama, Kalhu B'Moyser, it's a Kalos and anything left over that went into a Kli Sharis, that if you don't need it now, the Kedusha automatically goes off it. Like if the Leiv Bezdin was only Kaddish Metchila on a Tanai. The Yispalgin, we have the Machlokes. Hoysiril Tamimim. If you have leftover Kabonis, like the end of the year, you always have four Kabonis left over. Because the Lachar is at all times, Bezdin has to have six Kabonis, like a Tamit or for a Tamit in the morning. You have to have six animals at all time Roy to be used for a Karban Tamit. So the last day of the year, the beginning of the day, they had six Kabonis left over. So two of them they use that day. So now four Kabonis are left over. So at the end of every year, you have to at least have four animals left over that you can't use it tomorrow on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because tomorrow, the new year Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you have to use the new kabbonis bought from the new money. So every year you have at least four animals left over. What do we do with the leftover animals? Is Shmuel Lama, Shmuel says, Niftin, Kitmimim. You can be part of them right now, even though these animals are Tomim, has no mum. You can be part of it right now. Either Chura, how could it be part of an animal that's Kluch Saguf? It can't be part of the carbon. The Teretz says that when Bezdin was makdish, the carbon Metchila was on it tonight. We're only makdish these animals if we're going to use them. But these last four animals that are not used for this year, the Kedusha was never chal on it. A Kedusha Saguf. Therefore, Shmuel says you can be part of it now even though the animal is in Tam. We have Yechon Amano, Niftin Kapsula Amagdashim. He also know you have to wait till it becomes a Balmum, and then you can be part of it. The Kozuman, that it's a Tam, it has a Kedusha Saguf on it. Rabbi Yochanan said you can't be poida these last four animals. Now, Hoysiru Sirim. Let's say you had leftover Sirim. That means Shekonu Atziba Mitzuma Sayishana Goin Siya Shorosh Chodesh. Adur, Shenevad Venimsa Benisin. What happened on Rosh Chodesh Adur, the last month of the year, the Bezdin bought a seer for a Shredish, and it got lost. So they brought another carbon, that Adur. And then after Nisin, they found the old carbon. So that carbon can't be used anymore because you can't it's last year's carbon. So what do you do with this soya now? So Sirim, by Sirim, you have a leftover Rosh Chodesh Tikka Sirim. Is Adaita di Shmuel, according to Shmuel, im oila niftis. If you can be part of an oila, lekol shchein chatis, for sure you can be part of this carbon chatis. Now the Chiddush is like im oila. Like he said before, the Tamidim, the Kabonis that was supposed to be for carbon Tamid, which is a carbon Oila, if you could be poyed to that, which the other, he speaks out, if you wouldn't be poyed to, what would you do with it? You'd have to wait till it comes about Mum, and the money you would buy a carbon Oila. So anyway, you would buy a carbon Oila from it. Still, we say you're allowed to be poyed to it, so for sure, this Seer of Rosh Chodesh, which if you leave it over, it wouldn't be brought for Chattis, it would only be brought for an Oila, for sure you're allowed to be poyed to it right now. So according to Shmuel, treat you allowed to be part of it. Is Rabbi Yechonin Amr Rabbi Zera, according to Rabbi Yechonin Shita, they all know, since it had Kedusha on it, even though now you can't use it, is Yeru. You have to wait till it becomes a Balmum, let it go out on the pasture in the fields, until it becomes a Balmum, and then you're part of it. But right now you can't be part of it. Amr Rabbi Shmuel Bar Rabbi Yitzchak, Mekaitz and Ben Esam Mizbeach. What you do with the money is you use it to buy Kabonis when the Mizbeach is empty. So he learns Mekaitz and Ben means, Besirim Shinisoisu Mishan Lashana. If you have these leftover Sirim from year to year, you use it from the Dover of the Tzibur. That's what you use these animals for. The Kasha, we have a Kasha. A Yesh Chatish Shekriv Oila? Can it be that a Korban Chatish comes in to be a Korban Oila? The Kasha, Yesh Chatish Krev Oila? The Sirim Yatzibur Chatishain. The Chur, these Sirim left over, these goats left over, was a Korban Chatish. The Ketza Mizbech Oilasain. And to use it for a matana to the Mizbeach is a carbon oila. So how could a chattis turn into be a carbon oila? Amrab Yaisi, Shinihi. Here it's different. Shein kabonis tziba nigboyim ela b'shchita. That, what do you mean? This was a carbon tzibur, but you didn't use it. This was last year's Sirim Rosh Chodesh. This was the Sirim that was set aside for his carbon Rosh Chodesh. And it came at the end of the year, they didn't need it. Now, a korban tzibur, when is it chal, the real kedusha on the korban? Only b'shas shchita, when we actually use the korban. But here it came out, you never shechted the animal. It came at the end of the year, you didn't need it. You didn't need it. So it never chal taka kedushas chattas on it. And Amri Rabbi Chiya, Tanai Bezdenu. This is like Lev Bezden Masna. Bezden always makes the condition. Al HaMoisa Shikrivu Oilis. Bezden always made a Tanai. Any korban tzibur, when we buy the korban, the Shein chattas, it's only with a Tanai that we're going to use it this year for chattas. Like we say, v'shah shchita, when you actually use it, that's when it gets its kedushas chattas, a korban Rosh Chodesh. But let's say it was left over for the end of the year, you don't need it. It was a Tanai Bezdin that the kedushas chattas never chal on it. What can you do with it then? You could use it for Ketz HaMizbeach. You could use it for korban oil. He says, Tanai Bezdin l'maisvis. Afilu chattas, shikribu oilis. There's a Tanai Bezdin, when the Bezdin buys these animals for the Sir Rosh Chodesh for chattas, it's with a Tanai, only if we use it. If we don't need it though, it could be used for an oil. Avol shar chatoi shal tzibur, a mishtan li yisoilis. But a regular chattas tzibur avada, once it has a kedushas chattas, and Bezdin like wants to use it, they have no right to change it over to be a korban oil. It's only a leftover animal that can't be used anymore. Then it has the right to say with the Tanai Bezdin that the kedusha wasn't chal for chattas, it could come out to be a korban oil. Okay.